Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
Okay, class, listen carefully. There's a gold star in it for anyone who can identify this sound. The answer? That's the sounds of an ant colony. The squeaking is called stridulation. It's the sound ants make when they greet each other, and it's just one of the tens of thousands of recordings in a unique archive at Purdue University.
Brian Pijanowski oversees the collection. It's part of a new discipline he calls soundscape ecology. Professor Pijanowski wrote about it in the current issue of the journal Bioscience.
Well, it's the study of all the sounds in a landscape, everything that is biological, geophysical, and from those from the humans. We're trying to understand how sounds in the environment can be used to assess ecosystem health. What we're doing is we're actually sticking a microphone out in the middle of the woods and recording it continuously, every day, every week, for a long period of time. Matter of fact, we've been doing it for about 4 years.
And you listen to all the sound?
Well, no. Our computers do, and some of my students. We run them through supercomputers and analyze the patterns and data and try to look at different kinds of what we call orchestrations. We're very interested in the dawn chorus and the dusk chorus and how these change over time and how they're modified when we kind of look at different ecosystems that are potentially impacted by humans. I mean, we're all kind of familiar with it. I mean, when we wake up in the morning, we hear birds singing or frogs or crickets. And so it's very characteristic of every natural ecosystem in the world. This is in the middle of the Sequoia National Forest.
And what's that sound, you know?
Well, we've got some birds. I think we have a few insects in the background.
Now let's hear the same time of day on the other side of the planet. So this is a dawn chorus in Africa.
That's correct.
Where are we?
Zimbabwe. And here we're listening to birds, insects, and an occasional monkey in the background.
Now, as a soundscape ecologist, what do these two pieces of sound say to you? What can we learn from them?
I think these are both very healthy ecosystems. They are very complex. There are a lot of different sounds occurring in this landscape.
So sound becomes an indicator of the health of an environment.
You can even go further than that. You can say that if a particular sound is missing from the landscape, it might be a signal that something is happening to it, that it might be threatened, that something is missing. In some cases, you can consider these as kind of like a fossil of some sort. It's like an acoustic fossil. My colleague Bernie Krause, who's a co-author on the paper, has been recording all around the world. And in many cases, those ecosystems no longer exist. They have been developed. They've been converted to farmlands. And so that's the only record that we have of those landscapes.
I'm reminded of Rachel Carson's book, Silent Spring.
Absolutely.
And the way she knew that it wasn't healthy, that something was happening, is that the birds were silent.
Yeah, I mean, that's another point we're making in the article in Bioscience, that we could be threatening our natural soundscapes to a point where we could be silencing them. I mean, I think Rachel Carson's call to action is really what we're trying to reflect upon again.
Well, let's hear a sample from one of the sounds that you recorded. We have it here.
That's from the Congo. Those are forest elephants. This is about 3 o'clock in the morning. These particular recordings reflect a very unique kind of soundscape. There are very few places in the world where an elephant would go to this kind of wetland. It's called a bai. It has a high salt concentration. These elephants need it for their diet. The landscape around it is very unique. It's a one of a kind, and it's one that we need to identify, protect and preserve, because once it's gone, there's nothing to replace it. It's irreplaceable.
So I want to play you something that's kind of a haunting sound. Listen to this. This sounds like something out of a Dracula movie.
So what we have here are wolves, We're in the middle of the Algonquin National Park in Canada. And this is a marvelous recording that I think illustrates that acoustics give us a sense of place. As we listen to this, we probably have a visual image of this landscape, of this forest. And we can almost put ourselves there.
What's interesting is that you can hear the birds chirping away in the midst of all this haunting wolf howls.
And they continue. They don't stop. So as you kind of listen to many of these recordings, though, and they're all online, the same kinds of patterns exist. I mean, we have lots of amphibians and frogs and chorusing in the background, but birds that are vocalizing and singing. Again, those are very characteristics of natural landscapes.
So are you going to be accepting submissions of sounds from lay people?
Yes, we are. Anyone who wants to submit their recordings can do so. We plan to have a website this summer where people can actually do that and would automatically be placed into an archive.
Well, I have a submission for you, Professor. I want you to hear this one.
Oh, excellent.
And this is one of my favorite places on the planet. We're on the River of the Dead, right at the edge of the Amazon forest.
Wow. I love it. I could listen to it for a long time.
Well, Professor, thank you so very much. I really enjoyed it.
This has been great. Thanks.
Brian Pijanowski is a professor of forestry and natural resources at Purdue University. For a link to his article in the journal Bioscience and to hear more recordings from the Soundscape Ecology Archive, visit our website, loe.org.
Earth is produced by the World Media Foundation. Our crew includes Bobby Bascom, Eileen Belinsky, Ingrid Lobet, Helen Palmer, Jessica Elise Smith, Ike Sreeskandaraja, Mitra Taj, and Jeff Young, with help from Sarah Calkins and Sammy Souza.
Our interns are Sean Falk and Wynn Tucker. Jeff Turton is our technical director. Allison Lirish-Dean composed our themes. You can find us anytime at loe.org. And while you're online, check out our sister program, Planet Harmony.
Planet Harmony welcomes all. Pay special attention to stories affecting communities of color. Log on and join the discussion at myplanetharmony.com. And don't forget to check out the LOE Facebook page. It's PRI's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Kerwood.
And I'm Bruce Gellerman. Thanks for listening.
Funding for Living on Earth comes from the National Science Foundation, supporting coverage of emerging science. And Stonyfield Farm, organic yogurt and smoothies. Stonyfield pays its farmers not to use artificial growth hormones on their cows. Details at stonyfield.com. Support also comes from you, our listeners. The Ford Foundation, the Town Creek Foundation, the Oak Foundation, supporting coverage of climate change and marine issues. And Pax World Mutual Funds, integrating environmental, social, and governance factors into investment analysis and decision-making. On the web at paxworld.com. Pax World, for tomorrow.
PRI, Public Radio International.